Unit 15. Connecting young women with executive role models.
One of the annual events we're excited now to talk about is the Generation Discovery Days. The company and tour was developed by Penn grad Caitlin Grasso to help give young women the opportunity to meet female executives at companies across the U.S., get a sense of what the executives do, as well as their companies, and then maybe come out of this with an idea of a career path that they want to follow. The summer tour is coming up, and we're proud to have Caitlin back in the studio to talk about who's involved, the dates, all of that. And then also joining us, great to have her with us as well, is Debbie Liu, who is one of the executives involved. She's executive director of the Risk Transformation Practice at Ernst & Young. My friend, great to see you again.
Great to see you. Thanks so much for having me. Good to be back in the studio on a rainy day.
Let's talk about the background first, Caitlin, about how this idea came about and really what you were trying to do in the first place.
Great question. So as a company, Generation is a network where young women and companies can connect. And those young women are in high school and college. So when I started the company as an undergrad, I just realized there was a really big gap in the market. A little over 5% of women are leading S&P 500 companies as CEOs. And that number has been increasing by 0.01% every single year. So it's a really big problem. And I thought there are also these young women from high schools and colleges across the country who are in awe of these executives and companies, but they just don't know how to get their foot in the door. And it's really nice, you know. I went to Wharton School of Business. I'm not complaining. But when you go to a school where you can walk across the street and you have every single major employer every single day vying for your attention to come and work with them, 98% of students in America don't have that opportunity. And I saw it as a chance to close that gap. We're a little over 3 years old. We've connected 75,000 young women. And I thought that there's a really unique way that we could bring them together in real life and on our digital platform to see what types of careers are available. This is our second Discovery Days tour. The last tour was very successful. This year, we're visiting 7 different cities, hosting 10 trips across those cities with more than 200 female executives, including Debbie at Ernst & Young. So the whole idea is that when we roll into these cities, you sign up for your particular city. Maybe in the future we will take more people with us, but I don't think my team's ready for that quite yet.
This is over a course of what, about 3.5 weeks as well?
Yes. My poor team, they don't sleep, but everyone's healthy and fed. The idea is, when you go into these cities, you usually visit 4 to 5 companies a day. So, to give you an example, in Dallas, we've been visiting Southwest Airlines, AT&T, JCPenney, and Ernst & Young. And during the time you're doing tours of these companies, meeting their most senior executives, and also doing skill-building simulations that allow you to see what it would be like to work at that company, whether it's developing a wireframe for an app at Google or coming up with a new marketing strategy for Southwest Airlines. So you're actually putting yourself in the position of, I might be 16, but I'm being treated like I'm 25 and applying for a job. And I think what was so amazing last year and why we're continuing to do this is that after the bus tour ended in August and September rolled around, people started getting job offers, internship offers, from being on the bus. If you're seeking employment, you should get a seat on the bus. We have just grown really quickly from that and are trying to be the go-to source for access for high school and college women.
Debbie, what was the thing that really brought you in and thought that this was just a phenomenal program for you and Ernst & Young to be a part of?
Well, I really love the mission of Generation, of engaging young women together with successful women executives. I'm participating because I hope sharing my story enables career aspirations. I know that many of the young women may be at a place where I was at their age, wondering what career to take, how to get there, and what's required for success. So it really gives me the opportunity to share that there are different paths to different careers. Caitlin, if you recall how surprised the girls were when I shared that I actually have a fine arts degree in dance, and that I had several careers before I landed at Ernst & Young. And even at Ernst & Young, I've had different careers. You don't have to feel like the degree you're going to get is going to constrain you. You will be more successful if you're just doing what you're passionate about and enjoy. You all know that life is a journey and things can change, so you can have different careers in your journey, and also within one organization, like Ernst & Young.
Debbie, thanks very much for giving us your time today there in sunny California while we sit here in rainy Philadelphia. Greatly appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Look forward to talking to you again. Great to see you, my friend.
Great to see you.